We got a guy, man, right
Tennessee
here.
Tennessee fans are excited.
Yeah, they better be. And speaking of Tennessee fans, not only is he an alum, he is a fan of the game also. And that's the reason he follows them the way he do. He's just like me, the basketball version of me. This is my little brother, Q Quint Robinson. What's up, man? How you doing, Quint?
I'm doing well, Ron.
Man,
good
great
to hear from you.
Hey, there we go, man. Good. Boy, you say, hey, man, first of all, y'all, let me give y'all a little backstory. Quint is like,
stories.
Yeah, Quint is like, man, my little brother, dude. Like, and to sit here and hear him talk, man, this man, first of all, sound like his daddy. You know what I mean? And that ain't a bad thing. You know what I mean? You look way better than Warwick. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to give you that.
No way.
Hey, man,
no way.
This is my guy, man, former baseball player, former Vol. Q, tell me what you get from the team, man. This team getting ready to travel to Omaha and compete to try to get this World Series done. What do you see from this team going, taking this trip up there?
Man, I can tell you that this team is excited. The outpour that from the stadium, the fans in Knoxville, and even just all over Tennessee has been tremendous. I've got lots of friends on that team and a former college roommate who's one of the coaches up there, and we've stayed in close contact. And, I mean, he's so excited. He's a former player. Now he's seen it on the coach's side. And he's just keeping me in the loop on everything. He said this team is ready to go. They've got that it factor. I don't know how to describe it to you, but he said they've got this it factor, and he would tell you, and I think Tony Vitello would say the same thing, that this team may not be the most talented team in Omaha or even in the country, but they believe they are. And sometimes that's half the battle. So I'm excited to watch them play.
So you talk about the it factor. I think some people can call it swagger. We had the conversation yesterday. You know, Vandy shows up in all suits and ties, you know, very businesslike. You saw Arizona and all their matching polos. And then Tennessee just, you know, kind of a mix of clothing. And you could tell it was, you know, whatever the guy's personalities were there. So
yeah,
we talk about maybe just the swagger of this team. I know that you know one of the assistants well. I feel like that comes straight from Tony Vitello. What has he told you about working with and for and on the staff with that guy?
Yeah, just a comment on the shirts and the way Vanderbilt rolled up, you know. Yeah, there's a lot of mixed, you know, feelings about that, and I truly believe, you know, people say all business, and but the swagger is kind of created from Tony Vitello, like you said. Tony is the kind of guy that creates the culture. He's not a guy that talks about the culture, and that's the biggest thing that my buddy that's an assistant has taken away from him. And I'll tell you firsthand from the previous coaching staff, we talked a lot about culture, and it's one of those things that you pick that up from your leader. It's not something that you sit there and you can talk about in a classroom setting. You take after your head coach. And so Tony's gone head first, you know, into the war, and these guys are following him. So, you know, that's a straight quote from my friend. He literally told me, he said, Tony's created the culture and he doesn't have to talk about it. So I think that's a huge testament to Tony Vitello and the way he's kind of gotten this team going.
What a great quote, huh?
Yeah, that is. That's spot on yeah. Right there. Hey, Q, tell me this, man. You were at Tennessee and grew up watching Tennessee. You get up there and play, and you see how the crowd reacts, and then you get to go to games now, and you see the atmosphere around the baseball game. Give me some comparisons compared to when you played there, and then you see this culture that he's created. What's going on there now?
Man, it's, you know, if you give these Tennessee fans something to cheer for,
yes, sir,
they will be, you know, the best fans in the SEC, mm-hmm, in my opinion. So, you know, Tony's given these fans something to cheer for, and I couldn't believe it going back to games this year. I mean, it's packed. Even, you know, when you're at 75% capacity before, you know, the restrictions were lifted, I mean, it was electric. I mean, you guys probably heard Paul Maneri.
Yep.
Talking about it, 25% capacity, how it was a hostile environment. You know, it's night and day from what it was 5-6 years ago. So, I mean, it's exciting to see. And I think it'll be interesting to see how the stadium and the facilities evolve over the next couple of years. You know, these stadiums, you look at Arkansas, mm-hmm, you look at Ole Miss, Mississippi State, I mean, they are putting up some of the nicest stadiums and bringing a ton of fans. So, right. I, I'm you know, hoping that Tennessee will get there one day.
And I think it will, especially with Vitello, you know, being up for coach, well, winning coach of the year pretty much, waiting on the announcement to be official. He'll getting coach of the year, and Tennessee having to pretty much break the bank in order to keep him, which I think is deservingly so. So once you go around and you see these other universities and you're going to play at these ballparks and you see what their facilities look like, what was it like going back to UT knowing that, man, you see what's going on in football. You see the renovations being made for basketball, even for Tom Black track. Like, you see everything taking place. How far behind did it seem Tennessee baseball was before even being talked about doing the renovations and giving the facilities something for baseball to hit with?
You know, I'm not ever one to talk. I think the facilities right now are all you need to be a world-class baseball player. But when you look amongst the SEC, you know, traveling to all these different stadiums, UT might rank 12th or 13th out of 14th in the SEC. And I think that's going to change. But, you know, you walk away from a place like Arkansas, you see their multi-million dollar indoor facility. You have to, you know, things are going to have to change to compete with some of the biggest SEC schools in the country. And I think Tony's got the right formula. And, you know, we know he's going to bring the right recruits into UT. So now I think it's just up to, you know, the athletic administration to give him that support. And credit to Tony. You look at what he's done since he stepped on foot to campus day one. Not one supporting – there's no, been zero turnover in the supporting staff for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a testament to, you know, what he has done in the leadership of this program. You know, the strength coach – has been the same. You know, you look at the trainer, all assistant coaches are all the same. Not one has left. They've all turned down other, you know, job opportunities to stay with Tony. So I think that's a testament to what he's done as well.
And that's what you see, man. You're looking at it in basketball, you look at it in football. When you can get those guys to stay there, when Philip Fulmer was in his heyday in his golden era, you saw guys, the nucleus of that coaching staff staying in place. And same thing for Coach Summit. You saw the thing, rest in peace to her, but saw her, Coach Warlick and Mickey DeMoss, all these people staying put and staying intact. So I hope we get to that, man. That's a real important thing. Talk about the relationships you think that Vitello has with the players that you – I know I'm looking back, and I'm not one to poop on the coaching staff before, but I'm just saying, like, I know I with Jerry Green, when I was there – I love the coaching staff. You know what I mean? When Coach Peterson came in, his staff was great as well. And the relationships that were built there is some of the reason I stayed and didn't think about transferring when they fired the coach. I know it's the same thing for football. When you walk back in and you see the relationships that's built with assistant coaches that's still in the building, it means a lot. But talk about the relationships you think that's built with this assistant, his assistants at University of Tennessee right now with Vitello.
You know, are you talking about the relationship with the players?
Yeah, with the players, with the players and the former players.
Yeah, well, you know, I've heard this from my buddy who's coaching. Mm-hmm. It's funny. He said Tony turned to him day one when he started working as an assistant and said, 20% of your job's going to be coaching. You know, 20% of your job's going to be recruiting, and the other 60% is just going to be dealing with, you know, BS all the time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you think about the relationships. It's not just Tony. It's all the assistant staff going out and recruiting these kids. So it might not be Tony Vitello coming to your house when you're in high school as a sophomore. So it's really nice to see the assistant coaches are still in place by the time you get to campus. I mean, obviously these recruits are building relationships with Tony as well, but Tony doesn't have time to go cover the entire country. Mm-hmm. So when you can look at an assistant coach and know that he's going to be on that campus by the time you get there in 2 to 3 years, you know, that's a huge deal because sometimes, and you probably know this, Ron, like a lot of the players, you form really good relationship with your position coaches, whether it's your pitching, you know, for baseball pitching coach or position coach. That's sometimes who you form those really good relationships with. And so I know they have a great pitching coach in Frank Anderson. I mean, from the players and pitchers I've talked to there, they've all said, I've learned so much information from Frank about pitching. So I know he's doing a great job, and I know those hitting coaches are doing a great job. Elander as well as Kivett, they're doing a really good job. So, and I know the players all love him too. So, and I think all the players would say that the coach would go to war for him. I got a great story. A good friend of mine had an issue academically, and he was one of the smartest guys I've ever met. And Tony actually marched up to the hill to meet with that professor on an academic issue and went to battle for his, you know, for his guy. And so that's just the kind of guy he is. You know, he'll reach out to anybody on campus. He doesn't matter who it is. He'll protect his players. And so I think when you see that from a coach, you know, you trust him fully and completely. So,
all right, let's talk about this fun part real quick. The Vols going to Omaha. That's fans, right. Are definitely going to travel.
Are you traveling?
Yeah, there we go. Get to
it. I am. Mm-hmm. I'll be there Sunday morning.
Just making sure. Yeah. Sunday morning. Okay.
What do you expect, Q, from this trip right here? Like the excitement, the energy, the goosebumps. Take me through the day in the life you think the players would go through going up here to Omaha.
Well, I mean, you can see from social media right now, they're just kind of taking it all in, mm-hmm. you know, the media shoots. And I talked to my buddy and he said, you know, it's hard to keep them level headed during all this, because for the first time, if it's your first time to Omaha, you're experiencing all the media, all the glitz and the glam kind of stuff. And it's hard to keep the distractions to a minimum.
Right.
So I can't imagine what they're feeling. I mean, as a fan, I can't even express my excitement. So, you know, I can't even begin to think what it's like to be in their shoes. But you know, the whole town, you know, everybody's there for college baseball. So if you're in Omaha during this time of year, it's for one reason and one reason only.
All right, let's look at the bracket here and kind of break that down. Obviously, Tennessee gets Virginia first, but when you look at the bracket as a whole, what stands out to you? I don't know how much you know about other teams. Obviously, I know you know this Tennessee team, you know, in and out. But what stands out in the bracket and Tennessee's kind of draw and chances?
You know, originally, I think you would have looked at the bracket and when Super Regionals, when Arkansas was still in there, and you'd have said, man, lucky to not be on Arkansas side of the bracket. But, you know, I think both brackets are equally as tough. You know, you got three top 10 teams, three top seven teams, for a matter of fact, Mississippi State, Texas, and the Vols all on one side of the bracket. So, and I'm a believer in you got to beat the best. I think Virginia, hopefully they're a good warm-up game. No, not to discredit them at all. And this time with baseball, it's about who's getting hot. So, you know, Virginia seems to be playing their best ball at the end of the year, and credit to them. So, and Tennessee embarrassed Mississippi State in the SEC tournament, you know, a couple weeks ago. So, you know, that's always dangerous too. I know they're going to be looking for a rematch. And Texas is a really good team. They've been really strong all year long. So it's going to be a tough bracket. And the Vols are going to have to do something they haven't done all year and have games or days off in between games. So that's another adjustment they're going to have to make.
Ideal championship. Who would you like to see the Vols? Because I know you got the Vols there. Who would you like to see the Vols facing? Ideal championship.
Who do you want or who?
No, who? Yeah, who do you want? Now, I know Q. Q's a competitor. He's a competitor, you know what I mean?
Growing up in Nashville, you know, I have to say, we want another shot at Vandy.
There we go. That's what I'm looking for.
Guys, I think, you know, Vanderbilt's a great baseball team, and they've been to Omaha a lot of times. So, I would say they're the clear favorite to win if you're just looking from an unbiased perspective because of how many times they've been there. But they came into Knoxville this year and beat the Vols in a series, so I know they're looking for that rematch.
Yeah, this is what we got, Q. This is Trash Talk Friday. We got Warg Robinson right here, former Vol, on the line with us. So, Q, you got to channel your inner Ron Slayer any way you can, and you got to give us a little Trash Talk Friday real quick before we get you out of here.
Oh man, I mean, you know, growing up in Nashville, you deal with the Vanderbilt Tennessee rivalry your whole life, and mm-hmm. It seems to be that Vanderbilt's only spoken up when they're winning. So, yeah. You know, if they get a shot at Tennessee and they beat Tennessee, you'll never hear the end of it here in Nashville. So, I'm kind of hoping that we can return the favor.
Fair enough,
year.
Too.
I love. Mean. Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. We ain't shying away from it. It is. It is what it is. Q, man, we have a great time up there in Omaha. We're going to check back in with you Monday.
I was going to say, we want to check in because we want to hear about the atmosphere, what it was like, all of it.
So
this is my first time, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I would not – it's a perfect storm coming, you know. So first time, it might as well be with the Vols. So I'm excited to be up there.
You better believe it, man. Have a great time, man. Have a great time. We'll be checking in with you Monday, man. Keep your phone lines open.
All right, Ron.
All right, appreciate it, Q.
See you, Ron.
All right. That's Warwick Robinson, man, right here on 3HL, former Vol baseball player, going to Omaha!